Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Many are not even aware that they are suffering. Sometimes we see people who say, I'm very happy. And they actually think they're happy. So you might think, well, if you think you're happy, that's equivalent to being happy. But actually, a devotee can see that even these so-called happy people are actually full of lamentation, fear, and illusion. People have somewhat convinced themselves that they are happy, but actually they have so much lamentation, fear, and illusion. Sometimes I see a person or a group of people laughing, and to me their laughing sounds like just as an expression of their misery. Generally, when someone is laughing, you think they're happy, isn't it? But many times I hear people laughing, this kind of aggressive laughter. They're laughing at someone, or they're standing around a group of people, maybe drinking and slapping each other on the back.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's an expression of their supposed manliness, the way they laugh. I hear their laughing as an expression of their frustration and their attempt to pose themselves as very tough. Actually, these people who pose themselves as very tough, you'll find underneath they're very insecure. Anyone who cuts a profile is insecure. To cut a profile means to show yourself to be like a certain kind of personality, to assume a kind of role, almost like an actor. Many people, they act as if they have a certain kind of mentality. This is very commonly seen. People, they imitate the behavior, the dress, the gestures of film stars, sports stars, and so on. I don't know how prominent this is in Russia, because the TV culture isn't so strong here as in many other countries. But in India, for instance, this sport is very popular. Cricket, you probably don't know what it is. It's one kind of sport. And you see the young boys playing cricket, and their emotions, I haven't seen the TV, but you can understand it's an assumed kind of motion. You'll see them leaning on the bat. It's just artificial the way they're doing it. Or twirling the ball as if they're in a stadium with 50,000 people watching them, which they're not. Similarly, there was this Rambo movie was very popular at one time. Did that come here? So you'd see these people walking down the street in the Western countries and imitating that kind of Rambo motion. So they're just assuming an identity because they don't know who they are actually. They're just trying to act in a way that they think will impress others. But actually they're very insecure. You must be mentally insecure if you don't know who you are. No one in this material world knows who they are. They don't know what they should want or what their goal of life is. So naturally they're full of lamentation, fear, and illusion. But by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can know who he is. I must be one of probably most of the members of the Krishna Conscious Movement who experienced a tremendous sense of relief upon joining this movement. That everything in this world just seemed completely crazy. Everything that we were supposed to be doing or endeavoring for seemed to be completely meaningless. And everything people wanted to talk to me about just seemed completely hollow, shallow, meaningless. Everything that people expected me to do in my life seemed to have no meaning, no attraction. So what a tremendous relief to come to the Krishna Conscious Movement and associate with people who are discussing what is the actual goal of life. To associate with people who are discussing what is the actual goal of life. who are not interested in such insubstantial goals as getting a lot of money, but who are firmly dedicated to cultivating spiritual knowledge. Of course, I've seen various so-called spiritualists previously, but they also simply increase my frustration. They have no actual knowledge, no clear direction, no clear understanding of what the facts of, what the transcendental facts of life are. Whatever they said, it all ended up in this Mayavad nothingness, in nebulous, unclear. So what a great relief to come to Krishna consciousness and to have it clearly presented that there is God, but not that misrepresented personality as we'd heard about in Christianity. But the whole science of God, Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan, is presented in Srimad Bhagavatam. Not simply fanaticism. You must believe this or you go to hell. That's all. Believe it or go to hell. Without any reasoning, without any explanation, just believe or burn. So what a great relief to come to Krishna consciousness and get this knowledge. And not simply some theoretical knowledge, but practical directions on how to bring Krishna into our lives. So as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, even though it takes time to absorb this vast philosophy, immediately we feel relief from material miseries. That is the first characteristic of pure devotional service. The first symptom of this is described in the lecture of devotion. There are six symptoms of pure devotional service, which are described right at the beginning of the lecture of devotion. So who can say what the first one is? Pure devotional service brings, kleshagni, brings relief from all material distress. That is the immediate effect of taking to pure devotional service. And the next symptom, someone else, kleshagni, means shubhata. Means? Who said shubhata? Yeah. What does it mean?
Attaining happiness.
Yeah, it actually means bringing in all auspiciousness. So these are the immediate effects of taking to pure devotional service. That distress is destroyed and all auspiciousness begins, which naturally results in happiness. So that is stated here. Simply by hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, one is ushered into his original transcendental happy life. Simply by hearing. Sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he was going to speak, he would give this indication that he would request the people present that you just give me your ear. Just this we also find in Bhagavad Gita repeatedly. Krishna tells Arjuna, listen, just hear. Yanam teham sapityanam idam bhakshami asheshitam yatkyatam bhumimanyam yatakyama asheshitam. Shinume paramam vacha. Listen to my topmost instruction. The verse before that. Maya saktavaha pata yogam yunjam radashvaha asamshayam samadram nam yutha yasisi tach shinu. Just listen, Krishna says to Arjuna. With your mind attached to me, engaged in devotional service under my shelter, just listen from me and you can be free from all doubts simply by hearing. What benefit there is from hearing. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that his mats, they were like, he called them banihat, which means the mat, just like you have namhata. Namhata means the marketplace of the holy name, in which payment is in faith, not money. So, vani means instruction. Vanihata means the marketplace of spiritual instruction. And he called his sannyasis, he said, they are jivanta mridanga, living mridangas. They should go everywhere and perform kirtan by speaking about Krishna. He would say that the only shortage in this world is a shortage of harikatha, topics, discussion of topics of Krishna. It is the fact that if we simply hear from pure devotees, then all lamentation, fear and illusion will go away. And our real happy life will begin again. Hearing from pure devotees means you have to hear from those who are dedicated to the mission of pure devotional service. Any person who has heard in Parampara system and who is sincerely following the practices of Krishna consciousness according to the Parampara system, and who speaks what they have heard without any alteration, their words will have effect. It's not necessary when we say pure devotee. It's not required that we have to be 1008 Ashtotara Maha Paramahamsa, so high that just if people look at you, they'll faint. It's not necessary that 1000 watt light is emanating from his body. But anyone who is sincerely presenting the message of the Parampara, their speaking will have effect. And we practically see that the Krishna conscious movement has spread all over the world on the basis of Prabhupada's books. But when people come to take up Krishna consciousness, they have to have people explain to them what is the meaning of the subject matter in the books. Actually, although Prabhupada's books are presented in a wonderfully simple and straightforward manner, still they're not so easy to understand. There are many concepts which are difficult to understand for a layman. So unless there are devotees to explain to us, it will be very difficult for a newcomer to grasp the concepts of, for instance, super soul, three modes of material nature, internal energy, external energy, and so on. But that people are becoming devotees all over the world, that shows that there are devotees with potency to preach to them. And that is the mercy that is coming down in the Parampara system. That anyone who sincerely speaks and who is following himself, they get mercy from the previous acharya. And by their speaking, people's lives can change. Prabhupada writes in one purport that at the present time, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it is so easy for people to be Krishna conscious, simply by chanting Hare Krishna and following the process given in Prabhupada's books. People can very easily become delivered from all material sufferings and develop love of Krishna. So Prabhupada wrote that the members of the Krishna conscious movement, they should take advantage of this opportunity and deliver others from birth and death. So see what you can do to bring others to Krishna. We should certainly be attentive to our own sadhana, but we shouldn't only think of our own advancement and benefit. We should think how to help others. That means how to help others become Krishna conscious. And actually that's also part of sadhana. Sadhana means the activities that help us to advance in Krishna consciousness. So if we preach Krishna consciousness, then that also helps us to become Krishna conscious. So we should not be misers. We have a great gift, the treasure of Krishna consciousness. And we won't lose Krishna consciousness by trying to give it to others. Krishna consciousness is a transcendental substance. Anything material, if you give it away, then it becomes less. But if we attempt to give Krishna consciousness to others, then we find that their Krishna consciousness, that person's Krishna consciousness increases, and our own increases also. Even if other people don't take up Krishna consciousness, despite our efforts to preach to them, still, we benefit. But actually there is a very favorable situation all over the world now for preaching Krishna consciousness. There is a very good opportunity for spreading Krishna consciousness. So please take advantage of this. Don't be content with your own sadhana, but everyone has to do something to bring others into Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
How can we develop ability to listen attentively? Because much depends on this ability to listen attentively and properly. Does it depend, this ability, and how to develop it?
That depends on desire. It's not really an ability, because anyone can listen. It's not that you see there's someone who's a champion diver and someone else is completely untrained and they can't do it. Or chess player or whatever. Some abilities have to be developed by practice. such as diving, playing chess, making chapatis, and so on. But everyone can hear. If someone starts to praise us, we usually listen very attentively. It's sweeter than the sweetest music. Although a devotee thinks this is more bitter than the worst poison. So it's a matter of desire. Or if we don't have strong desire, at least we should understand, this is good for me, I need to do it. Just like rising early in the morning, sometimes we may not want to do it, but we know that, well, I have to do it.
Например,
I have to get up early to develop my Krishna consciousness. Another question?
Who is Shiksha Guru?
Shiksha Guru means one who gives instruction in transcendental knowledge. That may be informal, but if one regularly hears from a certain person and accepts their words as authoritative, then that is more likely to be considered as Shiksha Guru. Another question?
No. Is it obligatory that Shiksha and Diksha Guru be the same person?
The Diksha Guru also gives Shiksha. Generally, the person or a devotee who one is taking most Shiksha from will become the Diksha Guru. But it's not mandatory that Diksha and Guru and Shiksha Guru be the same. If it were, then there wouldn't be different words. There'd only be one word. There's two words suggest that there are two different functions and persons.
Arjuna personally saw Krishna, and in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he should concentrate his mind on him. But we cannot see Krishna personally, so how can we concentrate our mind on him?
Well, we have the descriptions of Krishna. Arjuna saw Krishna standing before him. We can also see Krishna standing before us. Deity form is there. Srimad Bhagavatam is there, which is not different from Krishna. Holy name is not different from Krishna. But if we find we are not able to concentrate our mind on Krishna, as Krishna says in the 12th chapter of Gita, then we can go to the next verse in the 12th chapter of Gita, in which Krishna says that if you're not able to concentrate your mind on me, then follow the principles of sadhana bhakti, by which you will develop.